We are on Daf Ayin Tes Amad Aleph. Let us just quickly go over the Gemara and then see how Tosfos understood the Gemara. Bo Yameimar Tiknu Meshicha B'Shoimrim Eloi. Were they Mesakin Meshicha B'Shoimrim? Omar Rav Yameimar Toshma. We have arrived from the Mishnah, Nosnu Lepreiris Bnoi, Eile Balchoiboy, Lashem Echinom, Lashayel, Lnoisei Socha, Ulasoicha, Oyamoishre, Beyoitse, Umeis, Bushus Bailam Potta. Lachedaraya is, Teitsiye, Bushus Bailam, Yechay, My Love Shema. It is speaking about that the Shema was Moshech for the Ganet. And if the Ganav is Chayev b'Meshichas HaShoyma, from this we see that Tiknu Meshicha b'Shoyma. Shema Mino Tiknu Meshicha b'Shoyma. Om Alei. So, Rameimar told Rav Yeimar, it's not right from the Mishnah. You're learning wrong pshat in the Mishnah. Loi Ganav. The Mishnah means something else completely. The Mishnah means Nosnai l'shemachinam l'shoyel, speaking about that the Bailim gave the behemoth t'ashemachinam t'ashoyel, and they say socha l'soicha, and now it's by a shemer of the Bailim, and the ganef was moishech it from the shemer. The ganef took it out of the Chotzer of the Shema. And that's what the Mishnah is telling us. The Mishnah is telling us, not telling us Chidushim, and a Ganef who told the Shema to be Moshech becomes Mechuyev Ayidei Meshichas HaShema. No, it's speaking about a different case in Ganson. That the Baal HaBehemah gave over the Behemah to HaShema, and the Ganef stole it from the chotzer of the shema, and therefore it depends. If he took it out of the chotzer, he made a proper meshiches, or the ganav is chayev, lo yitzia, he's potter. That's v'shat, lo ganav, the ganav was meshich, not the shema was meshich. Like the gemore, that the ganav has to make a meise meshiche, in order to be chayev, Atani le'reisha. It says right in the reisha that the ganav, in order to be chayev, has to make a ma'isa meshicha. So why does he have to repeat the same halacha over again? A ganav of a shomer, in order to be chayev, has to make a ma'isa meshicha. So the Gemara answers, Tane ganav shegonav mi beis habaylim. V'tone ganev shegonav mi bei shema. No, the Mishnah wants to tell you that a ganev that stole from a bei shema is also chayiv. L'cheir, what is the chiddush? L'cheir, the chiddush is, it says, v'gunav mi bei seish. So the gnev has to be mi bei sabayla. So it's coming to tell you, no, that there's a chiyuv, a filo from a beis shema. If he makes a proper meshiche, there's a chiyuv from a beis shema also. The Shita Mekabetzis brings down from the Ravid, why is he takechayev? L'cheira says, v'gunav mi beis ha'ish. So the Ravid says, Pikodin kolheche de ise, bershuse de more ise. That's called beiseish. It's called the bershuse de more. That means even though it's bebeis ha-shema, but since the shema is holding it for the bailim, so it's considered it's nimtza bebeis ha-ish. I had a shtickle problem. Lecheire, this pasuk, v'gunav mi beis ha-ish, is speaking about that he gave it to Hashema. That's Pashta Dikro. He gave it to Hashema. Eating ish leher kesev akerem lishme, and then begun of mi beise ish, mi motzei aganev, yishalm shnaim lereyeyo. So lechere, later speaks about paintain is ganev. But the pashte, the cross speaking about begun of mi beise ish, is speaking about that it was nigna from the shema. So why do you need the Mishnah to tell us this? The Zaptais in Simen Shimem Tes brings a Yerushalmi. Neima v'gunav mi beis ha'ish, v'loi mi beis shoyel, v'loi mi beis shemel socha, v'loi mi beis seicha. So it could be that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that Ein Hanami, Hashem Achino Metzicha called mi beis ha'ish. From a shoyel and a seicher al kaponim, the Yerushalmi says shem esocha also, which I don't understand, but al kaponim, a shoyel and a seicher, it could very well be, since it is in the reshus of someone who has the tashmishim of the behemoth, so it's not called beis ha'ish. That means I'm also a bailam. I'm a bailam on the shimush. So memele, here it could be, the Yerushalmi asks it for a kasha. The name of a gun of a beis ish, v'loi mi beis shoyel, v'loi mi beis shemel seicha. So could be, that is the chiddush of the Mishnah, that even though the shemel has a shtickel bailis also in it, so it's not considered it's nimtza bebeis bailim. In fact, the Ktzai says the teretz of the Yerushalmi is, it's still called kalecha de isa, it's Beshus in the Bailam is it. Good, but that's a Chiddush already. That you don't have a Posik on this. And that you have a Yerushalmi Zakash with a Yerushalmi Zateret. So it could be that this is the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that Beish Shoyel Veseich is also called Beishish. So Memele, so your hope shot in the Mishnah could be it's not speaking about that the Ganef told Hashemah to be Meshech, not speaking about the Balaam gave it over to Hashemah, the Ganef stole it from the Shemah. Omalei Ravashi, so Ravashi told him, Loisit Chaya. Don't be matche and say such a pshat in the Mishnah. Mali ganev shegona mi beis shoyma, mali ganev shegona mi beis bailam. We don't need a Mishnah to tell me a chiddush that by a beis shoyma there's also a chiyuv of kefil. So that's not pshat. So pshat the Mishnah is that the shoyma was meishach for the ganev. Alalav shoyma shmamino tiknu meshicha b'shoymrim shmamino. So that's the Maskonus HaGemara. Now let us see Tosfos. Tiknu Mishicha B'Shoymrim Oiloi. Zok Tosfos. Ho loy mi boi lei I Mishas Mishicha Oi Mishas Meloche Mischaivim Kol Chad V'Chad Kedinei. So Tosfos says the Gemara is not clearing a shaila when the Chiyuv Onsim comes about, when the Shas Chiyuv comes about. And there are two tzdodim, Mishas Meshicha Oy Mishas Meloche. Mishas Meloche is Negeya Ashseicher and Ashoyel, that they have Schusei Shimush in the Behemoth. So Tosfos had such a tzad, that maybe that's pshat in the shayla of a meima. Let's talk about a shayl and a seicha. That there are two stages. There's a meshiche, and then there's the ascholas hashimush. That's called shas meloche. And the gemara calls a shayla by a shayl and a seicha. When does he become mechuyev to pay? Is he mechuyev to pay mishas meshiche, or is he mechuyev to pay mishas ascholas meloche? So Taisa says that is not pshat in the Gemara. Ha loy mi boile, אם משעס משיחה או משעס מלוכה מסחייבים כל חד וחד כדיני, שם הכינם בפשיה ושם הסוחר בגני ובבדה ושואל באינצן, זה פשיטה. So Taisva says there's no shaila whatsoever. The mishas mishiche mischaive. That's ziche no shaila. The every shomer is mechuyev mishas mishiche. The imloi came. If you'll say not like that, me'emosai. So when will Hashem achinam bichayev? When will Hashem asoche bichayev? By a shail kentzach dreyin. By shell you could say maybe the shell's mechuyev b'shas ascholos meloche. By shell nasecha, but let's ask by Hashem echinim and Hashem esocha. By Hashem echinim and Hashem esocha, there's no shas ascholos meloche. So al kolchoch, the chiyuv of a shomer is m'shas meshiche. Vim layach shavemes. I wonder if he become mechuyev. So al kolchoch by Hashem echinim and Hashem esocha, the chiyuv. The Chiyuv Tashlumim starts from the Shas Mashiach. And it's no svara to differentiate between Ashayel and Aseicha. Ashayel and Aseicha is also Ashayma. So if by Ashayma Chinam and Shayma Socha, it's Muchach, that the Chiyuv Tashlumim is Chal Mishas Mashiach, so who adin by Ashayel and Aseicha? So what's the Shayel of the Gemara? Agavuga, this is not like Rashi. But it seems that the more had a shayla, tikna b'shicha b'shem yishlo yishchai b'shem b'shmirat sheyim shoich. There's a shayla that does he become with the m'shicha. Who was the shayla? Taisa says, yizicha becomes m'chuyiv with the m'shicha. Number one. Now, there's the Taisa Rabbeinu Peretz and the Eitzah brings down the Uba ha-shoyl. It's a second raya. Uba'ashoyel t'nan, second raya, that there's no shayla whatsoever, that the chiyuv tashlumim, by all shomrim, is mishas mashiach. Uba'ashoyel t'nan, we learned a mishnah na'ashoyel. Imam alay ha'shoyel shlach. The shoyel sent, let's say, a shliach, to the mashal, and he told him, send the behema with the shliach. Send it with the shliach. Vishilcha, and he sent her with the shliach. Umeisa, and the behemoth died on the way. Chayev. So the shayel is chayev. The shayel sent someone to take the behemoth, and that person took the behemoth for the shayel, and the behemoth died, so the shayel is chayev. So you see from over there, the shayel is not chayev b'shas asiyas meloche, it never came to the shayel. Died on the way. Vafalpiken yechayv sal kochoch. You see, even by a shoyl, the chiyev tashlumim is mishas mishiche, not mishas as cholos malocha. Ubigmara amar. Now the lashon of the mishnah is maybe vague. Vishilcha. What does vishilcha mean? Ubigmara amar. The gemara says klo para b'mishiche. The shoyl becomes mechuyev to pay when they make a mishiche. Obishmaiten the shoyl kurdem oma ila onsim maishna poro the mishashail. If you clang a shoyl is chayv ba onsim is chayv bishas shail. So bekitzer, Taisvis has a multitude of rayas that a shoyl becomes, a filun a shoyl becomes chayv ba onsim bishas mashiche. So you can't say the shaila is when does it become chuyu b'shas meshicha or b'shas hascholos meloche, because I have a whole bunch of rais izicha chayev b'shas meshicha. Fine. So what's the shaila of the Gemara? Tikna meshicha b'shamim or not? What is the shaila? Izicha mechuyu b'shas meshicha. Ela oimari demiboilei b'shoyel v'soicha. The Gemara is clearing a shaila by a shoyel v'soicha. Not when the shoyl becomes mechuyev. Shoyl becomes mechuyev v'shas mashiche. Imotzi mashal u'maske lemehedabei afilu moshach ashe yaschel b'malocha ilay. The Gemara is clearing a different shayla completely. The shayel made a meshicha. The shayel is a mechuyev already. Now all of a sudden, the marshal changes his mind. He decides he needs it for himself. He shouldn't have lent it. He wants it back. Can he demand it back? Or no? And the shayla of the Gemara could be legabi the chazor of the marshal. He had to start doing malach already. That means cold money. He didn't start working with it. Could be the marshal has the right to demand it back. Or maybe not. Or maybe the meshiche, just like the meshiche is machayev, the shoyel, in the same oifen, it prevents the marshal from being chayzer. That is the shayla of the Gemara. So we have here a shayla, Tiknu Meshiche B'Shoimrim, that the Meshiche can prevent the Marshal from being Chayza. Or no, for the only thing that prevents the Marshal from being Chayza is Aschalas Malach. That's the Shaila of the Gemara. Now, Taisva says, this is not a far-fetched Shaila. There's enough in the Mandayama that holds like that. The Ikel of Mandayama, there's a Gemara in Bometziyah Daf Tzadik Tes. Bika boy konoi, loy bika boy loy konoi. There's a man the Yoma. This is Rafuna Zamemre. Rafuna says that if a person borrowed an axe, the marshal can get it back. He can ask it back. He started chopping with the axe, then he can't ask it back anymore. So there's such a yid that holds like this. This was Umotzi Mashal Adabai. V'chein bepore, the same din will apply by a pore, Achiyash bo malochi. So this was Ameimer Shaila. Ameimer Shaila is we have a whole sugye in Bob Matzia. When is the Mashal unable to have charote? Is it Mishas Meshiche? Mishas Ascholos Malochi? There's a whole sugya in Bab Metzia. Ameimer and Bab Kama Daf Ayin Tes Eklar B'Shaila. Tikno Meshicha B'Shaimrim Eilat. That was his Shaila. Fine. So here we are Shaila Bab Kama. So what? Omar Rabbi Yemer Toshma. I have a raya from the Mishnah. The Poshelaymi Mas Nisne. The Nosne Lobchayres Pnvay. Tiktoni, it says in the Mishnah, Igbiyoi Oishaitziyoi Mershus Bailam. Speaking about that the Shomer, let us say the Mishnah is speaking about a Shoyel. We're speaking about a Ganev lent it to a Shoyel to borrow, and the Shoyel took it out of the Rishus Bailam. So it says that the Ganev is Chayiv. Hoitziyai Mershus Bailam, Umeis Chayev. My lab, Shoyma, it's speaking about that the Ganev gave it over to a Shoyma, to a Shoyel, and the Shoyel took it out of the Rishus Bailam, and the Ganev is Chayev. Umidem Chayev, Ganev, Ameshicha Shoyma. Since the Ganev becomes Mechuyev, Ameshicha Shoyma, Shmamino the Meshicha Gemurei. So Taraya, it's a Meshicha Gemurei. Sheine Yochel Achzer Boy. That the Ganev can't be Chayzer. Sheim Hoyo Yochel Achzer Boy. Hoyo Mischayev Bimeshichosoy. So then the Ganev would not be Chayev Bimeshichosoy. Because the Ganav could still be Chayzer. I'd like to say over a kasha that the Yecheskel asks. Seems other Chayinim ask this kasha also, Rabbi Chanan. I'd just like to say over the Lashon of the Divya Yecheskel. Given the Pshita Lohu, B'chol HaShomrim, Mischayev Ba'onsim, Mishash Meshicha. Taisva says for Dava Poshet, for Gabi, the Chiv of the Shomer, That everyone agrees, as soon as he makes a Mashiach, he's chayiv. Vafilu shayil. The shayil is also chayiv. Im kain. So, my ich bislo. So, why does it matter? Im yochel ham lachzer hamashil. If the mashil can still be chayzer, buloi konu adayin tchusi shtamshus. And the shoyl was as yet not koines chus ishtamshus. The mikomok, kivin dal koponim hoilo meshicha zu lischayev mishmire. Since the meshicha al koponim accomplished that the shema chinam, the shema socha, the shoyl, the soicha is chayev mishmire, memele mischayev haganev b'meshicha zu. So automatically the ganav becomes mechuyev this meshicha. The loikora mi meshicha sheimachinam v'sheim asochad loikoni klum beguf apore. The lohochi mischayev aganav mitoiras shliches betzirov kavonas aganav liknois. Vadim b'shoyo yischayev aganav al yedei ha-meshicha betzorech iyon godol. Now let's elaborate. We had learned yesterday, and we had said Pshat and Taisvis yesterday, the way the Ktais understands Pshat and Taisvis. Taisvis said Pshat, the Ganev told Ashema to take it out. So, when the Shema takes it out, the Ganev is chayiv. So Taisvis had a problem, ein shlichu dvar aveira. So Taisvis said that, since the ganav is ignorant that it's, since the shomer is ignorant that it's stolen goods, he says, yesh li chedvar avera. Fine. But then we asked another kasha, they mentioned Akhtois, how does he become a ganav? The shomer is taking out the behemoth, l'chiyuvei shmire, and how does the ganav didn't do anything, he just told the shomer to take it out. The Shema took it out, but no one had in Zinin that to steal. The Shema took it. So the Ktai said, Amardiki Yisot, that with Mitzarev, the Maise of the Shema, with the Kavone of the Ganef, we make a Kugel. That means as follows. That means that the Shema made a Maise Kinyan, and this is how God did the Yecheskel learns Pshat. The Shema made a Maise Kinyan, lehischayev b'shmire. He made a Maise Kinyan. He's making a Maise Kinyan b'shlichusi, for me. He's making a Maise Kinyan for me. But he's making it for lehischayev b'shmirosi. But since he's doing it for me, so I can use his Maise Kinyan, which is being done b'shlichusi, and I'll be mechaven with this Maise Kinyan to become a ganav, to steal it. Bekitzer, it's a merdik echidish, but that's how Taisvis learns Pshat. So, Bekitzer, so, Pshat in the Gemara was, let's talk about Hashem Mechinam. Hashem Mechinam is Hashem Mechinam schleps it out, he's schlepping it out. The Mashiach is Nori Shebekam Achuyev Bechuyev Eishmireh. Al Koponim, since this Mashiach is a Maisa Kinyan, and it is being done for the Ganev, so the Ganev can, with his Kavonis, can steal with this Maisa Mashiach. Fine. That's Pshat. So that's how it works by Hashem Mechinam. No problem. Now the Gemara Klaz Hashayla, so what are we saying? The Meshicha of the Shema becomes Mitzurif to the Kavon of the Ganav, and it's considered Kilo the Ganav was Moshech of Naslikna. That's how it works by Shema Chinam. That's how it works by Shema Socha. No problem. All of a sudden, the Gemara Klaz HaShayla by HaShoyel, can the Ganav be Chayzer from the Shayla? Could it be Chayzer? Maybe he can. If good, the Chiyuv Shmire is Chal from the Meshicha. But what if he should be chayzer, he shouldn't be able to use it. Can he be chayzer? Can't he be chayzer? So the Gemara says, Akochach, he can't be chayzer. Because if he can be able to be chayzer, so why is the Ganav chayiv with the previous Meshicha? In fact, the Yecheskel, why not? Why ain't Shmita Leitza Al Sinai? The Shaila, This is a shayla in shimush hadavar. When does the shayl secure the right to be mishtamish? This is a shayla. Maybe it's to start doing malach. Maybe not. This is a shayla. But the chiyuv of the ganev is for the meshicha that the ganev made. The ganev made a meshicha what the shayma made. The shayma made a meshicha before by a shayma chinam. How did he become? How did the ganev become a chuyiv? There's no shimush by a shayma chinam. No pshat is we were miyaches the ma'ase kinyan of the shayma to the ganev, and with his kavana it's considered kilo. He was moishach hamanas libnoi. So, by a shayl, so was geit meron, that the marshal could be choyzer, you can't be mishtamish, but the chiv is for the mishiche. What is, how does the shimush come in? He blives by a tzorchi in Godel. And all the achoynim is the kasha. Personally, I thought it's no kasha, but I think I'm 100% wrong. But I'd like to, al kaponim, say what, I thought poshet it's no kasha. Let's talk about a shoyl. A shoyl, there are two inyonim. There's a chiyuv achayis. When does the shoyl become mechuyev achayis? That's meshich. That's a shoyl of meshich. Then there's another chiyuv. There's a schus shimush. When do we secure the schus shimush? Is it his? Also Mishas Meshiche, or is it his Mishas Ascholos Malach? That's a shayla in the Gemara. Now, so I thought, a shayla comes over to Reuven. He says, can I borrow your behemoth? Yeah, fine. So he tells him, you know, but as soon as you're Moshech, you're even before you use it, you're Mechuyah Bachais. Yeah, I know all about it. Fine. Fine, I'm ready Mechuyah Bachais. He comes, now he wants to start using it. So the Balaam tells him, change my mind. I don't want to let you use it. Now, so l'chayre, I thought, so the shel ketayne, very nice. You have a right to change your mind. But listen, when I was Moshech the behemoth, I wasn't Moshech the behemoth to do a good deed and to watch your behemoth. The whole reason I was Moshech the behemoth and was mekabel and myself a chayis, is because I'm not doing mitzvahs here, because you were masking to lend me a behemoth that could use it. Now you change your mind, fine. You change your mind. So, but my ischaivus of Meshiche is zicher. I was only mechayiv myself on the condition that you let me use it. I wasn't stamazoi. I became your shema stamazoi. A shemachinim is taka like that. A shemachinim, he's doing a good deed. He wants to watch the behemoth. Hashem Masoch also wants to watch the behemoth. So he's making a kinyan for the ischaivus of Shmira. That's he's making a kinyan. So we say, this kinyan Meshicha, since it's done, b'shlichus and shalaganev, so the ganev with his kabonus will become a ganev. Fine, that's good. Hashem Mechinem, Hashem Masoch, there was a Meshicha that was not made b'toys. It was a Meshicha that was made with a kavon elis chayim, and that Mashiach has existed. Mashayin kein ashoyil nasoicha, l'choyre, if the marshal changes his mind, so the shoyil kataina, I was mechayim myself, but not samazoy, I'm not doing gemilas chasodim with you. You were supposed to do gemilas chasodim with me. I asked you to lend it to me. You change your mind? Fine, you change your mind. But I shouldn't be responsible with the Mashiach before. That's what I thought. So, l'chayre, so Taisvus is meiridik. So Taisvus says, so how could the Mishnah say by Ashoyel that when he was Moshech, the Ganev is Chayev, the Rishonim speak out, listen what happened over here. The Ganev lent the Shema, the Ganev lent the Shema this behemoth, fine. Lent the Shema the behemoth. Now, the Shema is schlepping it out. He schleps it out. And all of a sudden, so it became a ganev now. It became a ganev. So now, the Behema died. So Mishnah says the ganev is mechuyev. It's a ganev already.
So the Rishonim say, according to Tosfos, why is he a Shaita? Let him say, I don't want to lend it to you. I don't want you to use it. And then automatically he'll be Potter. That's what the Rishonim say. So L'chayra, I thought, that's the Kasha. Why say he's Chayim? Let him be Chayza now on the Shaila. And automatically he'll be Potter. So I understood that Pshat is that the holy Chayvus of the Mashiach is only if we'll end up with a Shaila. But if it doesn't end up with a Shaila, and I was Machayim myself. But I'm not too close, but it seems everyone understands it's not like that. That a Shail is Chayv in Mashiach, a full lady is Chayzer. It's also Chayv in Mafreya. So then it's a bit of a Kashis, and then the Divrei Yecheskel asks, so he doesn't understand how does the Chazor and the Schus Shimush in any way affect the Ganev. That's the Divrei Yecheskel's Kashis. Umishani. So the Gemara answers, Loi Ganev. No, you're learning long pshat in the Mishnah. Not pshat in the Mishnah is that the Shoyma was Meishach from the Ganev. No, the Ganev was Meishach from the Bei Shoyma. She Ganev Meishach from the Bei Shoyma. V'tane Ganev Shegonvoi mi Bei Shoyma. It's speaking about, so the Mishnah, the safe of the Mishnah is coming to tell us when a Ganev steals from a Shomer, there's also a Chiyuv of Kefil. It's also called V'gunev Beis Ish. So now, if it's speaking about a Shomer, so all these Bavis, Shomer Chinam, Sheol, Naisi Socha, Soicha, fine. So it's speaking about that, the Bailam gave it over to Hashemah, and the Ganem stole it from the Hashemah, and it's Achidish is called me Beis Eish. But what's the first case? Nosne lebchayres b'noye lebal chayvay. The first case is speaking about he paid up his chayv, he gave to the Kohen for Pidyon HaBen. So if it's speaking about the Ganem stole from them, they're Bailam. That's not a Achidish Beis Eish. He gave it to the Kohen, he gave it to his Malveh. So Taisva says, "Umayrish leinosal lepchayres bnoi ulbal chayve legamri." No, the Gemara means he didn't give it legamri to the kohen or to the malva. Didn't kain have a bailim v'loy shomer ela paitiki ba'alma osalem shim leyifra hayoyim pleini sheyehei koni lehem. Taisva says he gave it to the kohen. He told the kohen like this. Okay, listen, I'm giving you this bang. I'm not being kind with this Pidyon HaBen, but you've been nudging me, no, what's with the Pidyon HaBen? I'm giving you this bang. Now, if I don't pay you up in 30 days, this bang will be yours. It's an apoteki that you can be gaiva from it in 30 days. I give you the five shkolim before 30 days, you give me back the bang. So who does the bang belong to these 30 days? To the Bailam. The Kohen is a Shomer on the Behemoth. Till the 30 days, he can make a Gviyah. But till the 30 days, he's a Shomer. So it's weiter. So it's speaking about Gonav mi Bei Shomer. Nosna lebcheres bnei, the Kohen is also a Shomer. The Malv is also a Shomer. Fine. Bekitzer, Tosfos has a whole Pshatna Gemara. That the Shaila of the Gemara was that if the, we have here a Shaila, if the Mashal could be Chayzer and the Schus Shimush after Mashiach. That was the Shaila of the Gemara. And the Gemara said if he could be Chayzer, so then the Ganef wouldn't be Chayiv for giving it over to the Shoyal. Is a Raya that the Ganef can't be Chayzer, that the Mashal can't be Chayzer. Fine. Zektaisves v'rabhune da'oma v'perik ha'shoyel d'loi bika boi motzi mashal ha'debei. Now Taisves, in the beginning of the Taisves, had said, this shayel of Amayim is also given ha'shoyel. Rabhune in ha'shoyel says clearly that the mashal could be chayzer before he starts working with it. Rabhune said if a person, Reuben, lent Shimon an axe, So even though the Chiyuv Onsim is as soon as Shimon makes a Mashiach, but after the Mashiach, Reuven can go over to Shimon before he started chopping. He said, I changed my mind. I have to give it back to me. And he can, till he started chopping. When Shimon starts chopping, then he can't change his mind anymore. So Rav Huna holds like this taki. So what will Rav Huna do with the raya of our Mishnah? We have a raya from our Mishnah that you can't be chayzer, because you could be chayzer, the Ghana wouldn't be chay. Rav Huna dama beperik asher de loibika by motzi mashal hodabay. Avidochi, hochi, he would say this tree, the Mishnah isn't speaking about that the Shema was Moshe, it's speaking about that the Ganev was Moshe from the base of Shema. Lechayish lepilche de besamuch, later Ravashi said, Mali base Shema, Mali base Bailem, Mali Ganev Mishus Shema, Mali Ganev Mishus Bailem, period. So Taisva said there's Rav Huna in Bab Metziyot that holds that the Mashal could be Chayzer. So he'll have a problem with our Mishnah. So he'll say this Dichoy that you're learning wrong pshat. The Mishnah, not that the Ganda made the Shomer HaShliach, but speaking about the Bailim gave it over to Hashem and the Ganda will still give me Beis Shem. Then Taisva says, the Beish Mekadesh I Ketana Ke Rav Huna, there's a Tana like Rav Huna, and Taisa says, no, there's a Tana like Rav Huna. There's a Tana that says, if I lend someone money, I lend them the money, and then 5 days later I hap that I need the money, I shouldn't have lent it. I come over to my loiva nakta, did you use the money yet? No, not yet. Give it back to me. So there's a Tana that holds he can say this. Skol money didn't use it, I can take it back. So there's a Tana, a filu by Halvo, that Halvo is leitzon itnu, and he gives back different money. Also, Skol money didn't use it, the Malva can further it back. So by Shaila, it's also the same. Zat the Pnei Yeshus, what is Taisvus saying over here? So Taisvus is saying, a filu you'll say, our mission is not like Rav Huna. Our mission is mashman, not like Rav Huna. Like the Gemara said, on a Ravashi, like Titcha, you can't say, speaking about Hagana from a Beis Shem, that's a big Beichi. So our mission is not like Rav Huna. But there's a Tana that holds like Rav Huna, so Rav Huna is the top Gefreik. There's a Tana in Kedushin that holds that if that afilu a person lent money, the malva can be chayser calls man that he didn't spend the money. Now Taisvus makes a summary. Taisvus just opened up our eyes and told us there's a whole inyan. There's an inyan of a ischayvus of a shoyel in a chayis. There's an inyan of if when the mashal can still be chayser. So now Taisva says, the Gimel Machlekes Padova. Now Taisva is going to make a summary. In this Shaila, what Ameimah Kled, there's a really, in Bab Metziyot, there's a three of Machlekes. Dele Rav Huna, according to Rav Huna, Leitiknu Meshicha B'Shema. That means that even though the Shoyel made Meshicha, the Mashal could still be Chayzer and take it back. Ula Rabbalozo, according to Rabbalozo, Tiknu, Kidekomar Hosom, Uplige de Rabbalozo, Rav Huna is Chaylik a Rabbalozo, period. And Rabbalozo is like Rav Yema. I mean, Rav Yema also, Tiknu Meshicha B'Shaimre, which means that the Mashal can't be Chayzer. Ula Rabbalozo, Nataisis elaborates a little more. Ula Rabbalozo, Nami Midaraisa Yochalazo. Really, the Minatoire, the Mashal, could be Chayzer after the Mashiach. Ala Shachomim, Tiknu Lemotzi Hodabay Mishas Mashiach. Sadarabon on the Kedin. And because Taisis was very Elach, we have to be like the Loshna Gemore. Tiknu Mashiach Bishayma. So the word tiknu means it's a rabbono. So that means Rav Yema by us, Rav Elozor and Mesechtas Bo Metzia hold that meikar hadin when the kozman the shoyel did not start using it, the marshal could be chayza. But Tiknu Mishiche B'Shoimim, the Meir HaTakona, listen, the Shoel becomes Mechuyev B'Chayis with the Mishiche, you're also obligated, you can't be Chayis anymore. That's a Tiknu Mishiche B'Shoimim, this is Rabbi Loza. There's a third shita. Upligi ad Rabami. There's a shita of Rabami. The Omar Rabami, Hamashal Kirdim shall Hegdish Lechaveiroi. Now, Rabami says, Amir de Kazakh. A person had an axe of Hegdish. He did not recall that this is Hegdish. Fine. He didn't recall that it's Hegdish. He thought it says fine. He takes this axe. Now, Reuven comes over to this person who has this axe of Hegdish. And he says, can I borrow your axe? No problem. He takes the axe of Hegdish. And he lends it to Reuven. So the Gemara says, Amir de Kazakh, two chedushim. Rabami said two chedushim. Chedush number one, that the mashal is moil. That means that the din of mila by Hegdish. You derive benefit from Hegdish. What's the benefit? The Toivus Hanoah. That means after you lent him the axe, you should see when he meets you on the street, the Shalom Aleichem he gives you now. And thus, before he wasn't even going at you. But now, you lent him the axe. The best of friends already. So you derive benefit from it. This was an axe of Hegdish. So you're getting... His Shalom Aleichem and everything because of Hegdish. So you derive, so how much the Tevis Hanoah, a Mashal gets, you derive this from Hegdish. So that's how much you have to pay Hegdish. Number one. Number two, he lent it to Hegdish. That's what he had done. He lent it. So Lechayre, if he lent it to he lent it to a shayel. The din is by Hegdish, if you, whatever you give away, is yaitzel lechulin. That means, let's say if I had an axe, and I gave it to Reuven, so the axe is yaitzel lechulin. I took it out of Rishus Hegdish, and I gave it to someone else, so it becomes chul. What if I lent it to Reuven? I lent it to Reuven, so it means I gave him over this chushimush. So whatever was given is yaitze lechulim. So Rab Ami said, if a person lent an axe of Hegdish to a shoyel, so number one, the mashal has to pay the teivas hanot to Hegdish. That's number one. And number two, the shoyel could not use it. Because this chus shailev, which was given to him, was yaitze lechulim. So he's allowed to hack with it. He lent it for 30 days. So for 30 days he's allowed to hack with it because that was Yotza Lechulun already. The Shimush was Yotza Lechulun. Now let us now, Upligi Ad Rabami, the Omar Rabami, Hamashal Kirdim Shal Hegdish Lechaveiroi, Moal, the Mashal is Moal, the Chaveiroi Mutter Livkoya by Lechatrila. And he's allowed to hack. Now, Taisit had mentioned before that Rabbi Loza holds Tiknu Mishiche B'Shaimrim. And Taisit, according to Rabbi Loza, that means as follows. That means, Mina Teire, if I lend something, Mina Teire, if I lend something to someone that Lamaise, so I could be Chayse, cause money wasn't Mishtamish with it. That is Mina Teire. I can't be chayzer after Mashiach. That's what Rabbi Loza holds. That means, min ha-toyre, I could be chayzer. Midarabon, I can't be chayzer after Mashiach. So if the din is that min ha-toyre, I could be chayzer, if the din is min ha-toyre, I could be chayzer. So memele, if the din is min ha-toyre, I could be chayzer, so then, lemaise, it wasn't yotza lechulin. That means, if Rab Ami would hold like Rabbi Loza, I lent him an axe, Is it land? Lechte ketok, I can't be choyzer. Even though he made a Mashiach. Mid Rabban, I can't be choyzer. But min ha-toyre, it never was land yet. I can still be choyzer. Cause man that he doesn't use it. One second. So memele, zoi bezoi, so why does it say that the shoyl is allowed to be boikeya? The shoyl is allowed to be boikeya. It's yotzel lechul. It's not yotzel lechulin. Lemaisa was not land yet. Nothing, it's not land. Cause money doesn't use it, it's not lent. The Rabbana said you can't be chayzer, but minatayre, it's not lent yet. You have no right of shimush yet. Minatayre, you have no right of shimush. It can still be chayzer. And Rabbami says that the shoyel is allowed to be bekeya. So you see, minatayre, he acquires a schus shimush through the Mashiach. Now, let us just see the Lashon of Tosfos. A pliga de Rabbami. Dama Rabbami, a marshal called them, shall like this for Chaveira more. Chaveira muta levakeya boy lechat chile. Mashme de sovar de konem ideraiz. And the Rabbami holds that after the Mashiach of the Shoyul, the marshal can't be chayza minatay. Bonon. Umoal mishum de Rabbonon en yochel achzer. In Cain, I'll just skip over the Kamenosnu Labalon, which Abba Kevega says should be put at the end of the Tosfos. In Cain, Abba Chumre, the Osili de Kulem, the Chavere Mutal of Akeya by Lechat Chilem. So Tosfos says, to say such a psak that the Chavere is Mutal of Akeya by Lechat Chilem, I can't say such a thing because since the marshal has a right to be chayza, or perhaps we should say a little better, that the shoyel as yet did not acquire the right to use it, Kozman, he doesn't know that the marshal might be chayza. So kaponim shatois v'shelt, akocha chabami holds, min ha-teire, the rabamos min ha-teire can be chayza, and that is why it's muta levakeya boy. Let's just go a little further in the Gemara. Itma nami, 4 lines from the bottom. Omar Rabbeloza, kederech shetiknu meshiche belekuches, kach tiknu meshiche b'shoimra. Kederech shetiknu meshiche belekuches, kach tiknu meshiche b'shoimra. So Rabbeloza, this is the talk of the Rabbeloza, but Matzia. And he can't be chayz according to Tosfos, according to Rashi. Tanya nami hochi, keder shetikno meshicha belekuches, kach tikno meshicha b'shoimra. Uchishem shakaka niktas bekesav b'shtar b'chazoke, kach schiras niktas bekesav b'shtar b'chazoke. I'd just like to mention a beautiful Teres Chaim. Teres Chaim says, we have here a baraisa, which is comparing two dinim. First it says, Kederech shetiknu meshicha belekuches, just like alakeches kind of with meshicha, kach tiknu meshicha b'shoimra. Then it says, Kishem shekach, before it says Kederech, here it says Kishem. Kishem shekach niktus bekesu b'shtar b'chazoke, kach schiras niktu bekesu b'shtar b'chazoke. Here it says Kishem and here it says Kederech. Zok to Teres Chaim, a beautiful vote, he says, the first aloche of Rabbi Loza is Kederech. That means, he's telling us Amore de Kechidish, that we know the Meshiche of Alekeach, you have to be Moshech Leseich Reshuscha, you have to be Moshech and Asimte. Meshiche and Reshuscha Rabban doesn't help by Alekeach. By Ashoimer, if we're speaking about what Ashoimer acquires, what Ashoimer is obligated to do, he's not kind of the Chayfetz. It's a Meshiche that somehow creates obligations, somehow. It's a different type of Mashiach. So there'd be a mokim to say that here it is, you don't have all Hilchas Mashiach, you don't have to be Moshech Tasimta. Abi, I took it out of his Rishus, I'm obligated already. He can't be Choyser anymore. You don't need Hilchas Mashiach, because I'm not kind of the Chayfetz, it's different, it's Chusim that I get. So that was the first memory. Kederech, the same way you make a Mashiach by Mekech and Memkeh, you have to make an assimta the same way. There's no second grade Mashiach. For Shemrim, a second grade Mashiach is also good. No. The same Mashiach you make, Al-Alekeich has to make, Hashemrim also has to make. That's one halacha. Hashem Shakarke Niknes Bekesa Bishtar Bechazoke. Just like Karke Niknes Bekesa Bishtar Bechazoke, Kach Schiris Niknes Bekesa Bishtar Bechazoke. So you could be a Schiris renting is also Bekesa Bishtar Bechazoke. Like the Gemara, schiris tamai. What? Renting what? Ilame schiris the metaltalim. If you say we're talking about schiris the metaltalim. Metaltali, v'nei shtoranino. You can make a shtar a metaltalim. Omar, Rav Chisde, schiris de kalke. We're talking about schiris de kalke. So, bekitzel, so, before we go on to the kasha of the Gemara, as Rav Chisda is saying, pshat in the Baraisa, that just like kesef, shtar, and chazoke are maise kinyonim to acquire full ownership of a karke, so kesef, shtar, and chazoke are kinyonim to acquire schusei schiris. That means it's not, I'm not acquiring the same thing. It's only a schus shimush that I'm deriving. Afal pikein, these same maise kinyonim are applicable by schiris. That is lefiya emes, what the beraisa is telling us. Now the gemara had a hav amine that was speaking about schiris metaltalin. The gemara es akashe schiris metaltalin. Metaltalim b'nei shtoranino, you can make a shtar on metaltalim. Now, I'd like to say over, why can you make a shtar on metaltalim? So there's a Rashba in Baba Basra, the Rashba in Baba Basra has two mahalim. Saran also in Metziah. The Rashba says, a very interesting mahalim, the ain shtar, the whole koyach, the whole power of shtar, is elo ledovo sheyochel lesaimoi b'shtar. He can define in the shtar, you look at the words of the shtar, you can see what is being sold. We're selling a karke that on the right side is Yankel's karke, on the left side is the shtar can define what is being sold. Vinami avodim. And Eved you could also Shehein Nikorim Ba'atzmon. You know, Tovi Avdi. Not Tovi. There's only one Tovi Avdi. We say his name is Dov. So Akaponim Shehein Nikorim Ba'atzmon V'yochel Odom L'Simon U'Lafridom Mitoich Ashtar Mikarka Acher Oy Mi'Eved Acher. So Ashtar, you could use Ashtar and Karkois and Avodim, because the terminology that one writes in the shtar can define what is being sold. You bring the shtar to court, I know, Tovi was sold, this karka was sold. Avo metaltalim, but to sell a metaltalim, I'm selling you a grape. I'm selling you a cluster of grapes. Which cluster? Bos, vedvi. Eina misiyomim sheyocha l'saimam b'shtar. That's one mahalach in the Rashba. Oy nireli, then he says another mahalach. Shalai lamdu akniyas elamin akosel. He says not this. The first one is a philosophical lamdus, a svara lamdus. He can't. He says no. Listen, din shtar you learn that from psukim. It's not the psazoi. It's a v'loy matzino shtar elabikarke. The pasuk is the because of the sefer rasayim. When Yirmiyah bought the karka, speaking about a karka, they wrote a shtar. So there we see that shtar helps by metaltum. I don't have a posting by metaltum, so it doesn't work by metaltum. The nira li ze ikel, the soy shiri apoitiki b'shtar ma'oil. He says, there's a raya, you can make your shir and apoitiki with a shtar. I can sell with agav metaltum, agav karka with a shtar. So you see, this first mahalach is not an emes mahalach. So lemaisa, he remains with the second mahalach.